Good morning, this is Mac, myself and I, with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, researchers are believed to have found a way to improve breeding habits of the Australian lungfish and help save the species from becoming extinct in the Brisbane River. While the lungfish can live up to 90 years in the wild, their numbers had begun to dwindle in the absence of the aquatic plant eelgrass. The lungfish used the long grass of the plant to lay its eggs safely, but eelgrass had been scoured from the Brisbane River following the 2011 flood. Researchers have been attempting to return the plant to the Brisbane River on a widespread basis, but lungfish appetite for eelgrass has led them to eat the sprouts before they could spread. In national news, the federal opposition is expected to reveal its immigration policy today, and it's expected that they want to introduce social media checks for any breaches to Australian values. The move would see a total social media review for anyone who applies for an Australian visa, mirroring a similar policy in the United States. Angus Taylor said that failing to respect Australian values would result in the applicant getting booted. More details are expected later in the day. And in international news, French cement maker Lafarge has been found guilty of paying millions of dollars in protection money to jihadist groups, including the Islamic State, in order to keep its doors open in Syria during the civil war. 8 former employees were found guilty of financing terrorism, including the ex-CEO Bruno Lafont, who was sentenced to 6 years behind bars. The company had paid nearly 2 million euros to the terrorist group in 2013 and 14 to keep its factory in the area operational. And for your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy with sun expected soon. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.